script, I think we would have wanted about 6-2-35. I mean, help the merger. What it did, frankly, what it did was for months, so it made people sensitive. I had to worry, because manipulating the insurance. And, yeah, I think we should have went to... I mean, on the chart, we were 2-1-65, but today we were 35-40. I think there we were hurt at the end by the people. And by, I think there too, like...
That the surgery study said the way you said it, but other studies didn't have to.
The thing is, oh, Al Senator, he called it. He said, you're gonna get, he called it at some point, we're gonna get a turn on the 77 lane, but, well, he said, that's not your best thing. He said, you're not gonna do your best. He said, I still think you're one of our 60-40, but he said, you're at 65, you get a turn out of 82. The 83 and 84 lane, but it's still pretty good. So, I wasn't gonna go to 47 or... That's the can't change, because forty-seven, barrages, mother, you only get time, so they go there. And you barely got one to go over, 27, something. For all the things, you know, Teddy White is in the throes of finishing the outline of the book he has written, but it's very complimentary so far, and I don't see him talking to me, but he said he would help him in the forums, and I'm back on the plane working. I saw him yesterday, and he said you had a southern strategy for the first few years, and it worked. We have a further strategy for the second 2 years of the day. And said it worked. And said it was brilliant. The whole 4 years. Brilliant. Just producing.
So he, like everybody else, figured out that I should have gone on color and play a lot of people. A lot of people. But
yeah, he said that if you had thrown away it, you would have done too long. But he could have waited just a little bit.
I won't say that we shouldn't have cut our losses back in the summer. says that.
He says she's a Democrat, but she was not from the government. Worked her way up, kind of tough.
You know, this Warren Shine tax quite a gallery, something I personally know probably most. I'll tell you, worked for Fiorella Gardi, who probably was his mistress when she was 14.
Looked like she's really good to somebody.
Yeah. But my point is, she wrote a brilliant article in the Times, probably dope from the rest. Is she won anything? Can you give her? She's a hell of a woman.
She'd be great in the critical business.
Kind of a woman's protocol because it's all probable, but part of this protocol out. What about something else? She's a businesswoman, isn't she? Or what is she?
She was a judge. She was a lawyer.
I know. Judge Sean.
She's a judge. She's all the best.
She's a judge.
She's had all those people. It's not just
a she has her husband.
Take a job.
I couldn't figure out. That was her husband.
I can't.
Very fine.
No, that's the son, he's identified as one of the
she has a different name.
It's a different name. She has a professional name. It's the judge. But yes,
he's the clerk.
He's one of the...
He's Simon, her husband?
Right.
Sorry, but anyway, Barnes Scheinbach. How damn good she could do. Damn much she could do an under secretaryship. Believe me, she is a hell of a woman. Or a council in the department or something. state has news, for example, about Black Africa that are absolutely right in terms of what it should be 1,000 years from now. Totally wrong in terms of what we can do now, unless we want to land the Marines for the purpose of destroying the only country in South Africa which produces 1/3 of the wealth of old goddamn continent. We can certainly do it, but we can't do that. You see, difficult problem, because everybody in the State Department bureaucracy and 1/3 of all the ambassadors in the UN are from Africa, and 1/2 of all the ambassadors are for a policy toward Africa that is simply an assault on all the press. Cover the UN, a policy toward Black Africa vis-a-vis white Africa that we cannot support. I don't mean that you're going up there, but I want our red man any more than Bush did to go up there and put us in a position where we're supporting some nut-headed who's reacted by all that crap, or it would lead you to and all that and so forth. But I do mean that our ambassador there has got to play a somewhat different line. He's got to help the British handle the Rhodesian problem rather than kick him. He's got to try to find a way that the responsible blacks up there can find a way to live. I mean, it's a question where the temptation to demagogue is implemented. Third point is on the issue without getting into the issue. As you know, UN is a place where you have it. You have the Russians and the Chinese. One of the reasons you are helping really quite a bit. One of the reasons that we're really fighting is that you know that there you've got to trot a line right down the middle. You've got to be nice to both, but recognizing both are our enemies and both are enemies of each other. So we act as if they're friends of ours and we play them like they're good with them. But being extremely careful to watch that. The other area that is terribly important to us in the UN is a mess. No solution for it. You've got to appear, you have, of course, you have a debate and all that, but you've got to appear to be going on. And maybe there will come a time when the UN ambassador will play a part in the ambassador and so forth, and they play a role there. I mean, I don't want to have any illusions on it, but the Mideast will probably be settled by great power politics at a very high level. And that you've got to fit your own thinking. But at the same time, make it appear that what our candidates are. Now, there are some other things that you need to say. The rating of the UN is poor at the present time. When you had the kind of a vote you had on Monday, when those cannibals wouldn't even vote for a silly little resolution with regard to hijacking, just turns off America. You understand? Now, the point is that what made Lodge, and I respect Gavin Lodge, and I have a great affection for him. He was a fine man running when he ran for office. He was always a nice job. He did well. But Cabot is not his father. Cabot was a bad, good, diplomat, and carrying out orders. But Cabot became a great national and international figure by the way he handled himself. And the picture of Cabot, you're not going to have the same opportunities possibly that he had to stand up to some sort of Russian saying horrible things to China. Maybe, but you may. The point that I make is that you may have that. As I see this, this is an opportunity for you as the ambassador to the UN. First, you got to get around, tell everybody and all the rest. You've got to act as if the president, everybody else, you're all on our side, and so forth. You've got to be ruthless in cleaning up that goddamn bureaucracy so that at least our enemies are off filing papers or in the think tank, and our friends are working with them. But you've got to work closely with us here. You simplest term in the world, an ambassador is wearing an outer state to the other country. So we put that in the UN, which is what they recommended. That if we were for senile, if they weren't senile, they're disloyal people, that they wanted to put in the job. When I say disloyal, I mean for that. They're already most of the department and not to let the FDA. So what I think is that what we're doing here is making a play that you've got to prepare yourself for. You've got to be like steel. You've got to take a lot of crap. You're down before the committees and raise some questions about this and that and the other thing. But you'll have no, but you will murder them because you're going to know more about them. See, Bush did not. Bush had to go down there like a nice country boy. He was. And say, well, I'll study it all and make my religion. But when these guys bring up anything, hell, you've been to China. You've been to Russia. You've been to Europe. You've been in the White House. You've been in the State Department. You know Africa and all of that. You see? So this is where I want you to get my mental process totally off the table here. So we go. Now, let me say, going with this, and I'm only doing this because of you, is the seat of the cat. That's, we're getting rid of all the counselors. That was a bad deal. When I say, you know, they're taking other positions. They just patent it, worked out for them. Hedge wants to run for governor, senator, California runs, Philip wants to run for senator. So he stayed in the neighborhood a little while before deciding to pull the bill and probably go over there. So that's done. Kennedy, I've moved out. So, and the new NATO ambassador, the Trump bill, will not be in the cabinet. Eisenhower made laws for every of the cabinet, but in a sort of a half-assed way, he attended cabinet meetings. In your case, you will be a member of the cabinet, so-called rank, and we want you there for that purpose. Now, what that means, frankly, is more rank than it is participation. On the other hand, I think you should know too that I will see that you are properly, you know, clued in on what the hell we're thinking and what we're thinking here. And of course, naturally, Rogers and his successor, whoever that is, will know that you're not going to be sitting out there with laying in place, which is very important. We'll have to, if, for example, we have a security council meeting. You said, I think it's a security council meeting that involves the budget, the trident. should have done.
Yeah, I'll start to do that.
And I will work with him.
And incidentally, working also, may I say, which is much easier with him.
I will work with him to my utmost.
And also the new man at State, wherever that is. We'll have a good man over there. You have no problem with Rock, as you call it.
Yeah,
I mean, but the...
So, I do this with the sheerest delight. I, as you know, have been about this returning with ABC. Matter of fact, it's like 15 or 30 days to set up for the signing of my contract. That's the day.
Tomorrow.
Larry Bolitsa, who is a good and dear man, has made it bravely attractive for me to return to us.
But he wants you to return as an executive or...
No, I was going to come back as a special correspondent with a 6-month tour of the world, hopefully including China, and then come back to cover a place called the White House.
I withdraw that offer.
And he made it very attractive financially by working on the board of directors and included various things that had never been offered before.
it should not be made tomorrow, for a reason, for a very important. It could be made Saturday, if you could, I'd like to catch the weekly magazines for next week, if we could, if we do that, you ready for that, guys? Bob, are there any questions?
I'm just trying to remember whether there's any reason not to, I don't think so, I think Saturday.
You see, you catch Saturday, you catch Sunday papers, and all the rest, and, there are a couple networks, I'd rather have it Saturday because of the events that may have occurred next weekend, we'll get up for it.
I think that, I'm gonna take a time to see where we stand.
But not tomorrow, we can do it today, but we can't do it tomorrow, we should do it Saturday.
So if we can't do it, we see if I do that.
Now, on the.
We should circle ABC.
On the checking though, you've gotta do this, you've gotta do the group, tenants, you've got to do it. Check it up with the jacket, Saturday.
What was wrong?
Bush, right?
Bush is on.
Actually, you should spend a good amount of time.
Bush will still be up there until the 20th.
Yeah.
Or at least can.
You're free to go, you're free to go, of course, go up and spend all the time you want, if the media would just take off, we would just keep you on this payroll here until that begins, that's what we do.
Yeah.
But I will have one problem with the question, so I have to talk to you about that. For this, I am a man of very, very limited financial.
Right, right.
And perhaps through that, we can work out some kind of arrangement to give you a healthy stand on that entertainment.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that fellow succeeded at proceeding Bush in that line. Bush didn't have a nickel.
That's the CIA arrangement.
There's an arrangement.
Yeah, the point is, you did it part.
Oh, indeed, sir, and I.
And the second, but the main point is these cocktails.
And that's what they were, they were.
No, I know, but you don't have to go overboard, I mean, you could put on a different kind of party than the others do. Don't go up there the other way, no, you've got your son, but my point is, and it should be done well.
It's a certain over.
Cheap booze and that sort, but I need to pick up a rather small thing, done properly in the red, but see that it's adequately financed, Bob. See that it's well financed.
Yes.
We'll finance you adequately, see what that other fellow spent, ask George what it's free to do, I don't know how much it is, not much, but.
We've been into this before, I think we've got to be in this, it's not about, George was, you've got.
The only one thing I have to make a condition, don't ever come to my ever speak. I don't plan for a while, I don't think it's a good idea. I think this is something that I've spoken twice, and it was not one of mine.
John Scally will be thinking more of what is best for the President of the United States than what would be most appropriate for the United Nations.
Another thing you're gonna run into there, as you know, is you will run in, John, to the New York elite, George Bush and President, and you'll have no problems with those battalion background. Among the New York elite, who should have been for us, about 65% were against us. The upper East Side crowd, people who beat Walmart and Dollars, the people of the nice party, the so-called better people, the job members, and the rest, will be crapping on us all the time. Come get me, my girl. That's my view. Do your best with the people that count. And don't try to win those who are unwinnable. It might be just as well to try to build a little new constituency. That's my point about the party thing too. I wouldn't go in there and try to. And let's face it, the New York elite is bad, sick, corrupt. There's many other things. And of course, in that elite, there's some very good people. Some of whom are our friends. But for example, you'll take a rough guy like a Don Kendall, and instead of playing to David Rockefeller, maybe you play Don Kendall. Well, Don Kendall's bigger in the international field than David Rockefeller is today. Now, Don Kendall didn't graduate from college, however. And his wife, sure. completely. See? And you'll have fun doing it. Rather, in other words, rather than you're trying to break in, George Bush types of entity, because George loves one of them, to the extent. He is bothered and pressed and played blind book and all that crap I've been there with too. But the point is that George is talking about it's frankly a very offer that same